tarnished. It didn't actually look silver at all. The story was a lie. So why did Sonny's gut tell him Dennis wasn't lying?
So it's just sitting there, Sonny said, just waiting for someone to claim it.
That's right, man. Dennis took another small, slow sip. It's just laying there, pretty as you please, as long as no one's found it since I was there about 10 years ago.
Right. And that's why you're here, at the two-spoke bar, drinking rot-gut vodka, instead of living high on the hog at the Hilton.
Hey, man, just 'cause I didn't take it don't mean it ain't there. Sonny slapped the table.
Then why the hell did you leave it?
That came out louder than he'd intended, loud enough to draw the attention of the other patrons. Sonny leaned over his beer, ignoring them until they turned back to their own drinks. He wasn't mad at Dennis, only at himself. The Indian's story was pure bullshit, yet already he felt an uncontrollable part of him embrace the tale, the way a girl's legs wrap around her lover. Some men suffer addictions to drugs, booze, women, money. Sonny's habit was curiosity. It was that little voice pulling his strings, the one that endlessly